think it comes back to issues like the war on terror, where we are sending our working class people to go and fight in illegal wars overseas for America's economic interests, and it's about time that we stopped sending the working class people to go and fight for America's economic interest and started bringing people like Tony Blair and others who were in the Labour government at that time up to The Hague to face the war crimes okay. tribunals that they deserve to face.
Nigel Farage.
We have a slightly schizophrenic debate on this, because we're all horrified this week by what we've heard, and yet just two or three weeks ago, in the wake of the Woolwich murders, a lot of people were screaming and shouting, saying, look, the security services knew who these guys were, why wasn't more done? So it is about, and several of the panel have said this, it is about balance. However, is what is happening or potentially happening here an acceptable price, was the question. And I think when the Americans launched the war on terror under George Bush, they've gone so far down a road where, frankly, in America, they've now launched a war on liberty and freedom, and it applies not just to surveillance, it applies to a plea bargaining system where if the state says you're guilty, you have almost no choice but to plea bargain guilty. And so I would say this, Leslie's right, these are big American companies, and users have got to be aware that if they're going through American internet service providers, their stuff is not safe. I hope we do get some alternatives out of it, and I really do not want us to go down the route where we allow the liberty of millions of people in this country to be destroyed because we're following the Americans who, frankly, gone completely over the top.
But how do you prevent it if you've got Facebook, if that's where you're working on Facebook? How do you prevent it?
I think people have to be cautious. When they're using all forms of social media, cautious about what they say and about what they do. Yeah, do not think that whatever you say on Facebook is private. It isn't. All right.